season.
"Perhaps I should saddle up that fine beast on the end,"
Nathaniel said, considering a quarter ton of livestock where livestock ought not to be.
"Give the village something truly worth gossiping about."
Tregum closed and latched the gate.
"Hard to steer, though, sir, and you do so pride yourself on being an intimidating sort of eccentric." "Apparently not intimidating enough. Tell the kitchen I'll be late for supper, and be sure the hogs of hell have a good supply of water. They will be thirsty after coming such a distance."
Tregum drifted in the direction of the home farm, while Nathaniel turned for the stables. He preferred to serve as his own groom, and Elgin, the stablemaster, having been on nodding terms with the biblical patriarchs, did not object. He did, however, supervise Nathaniel, as he'd been doing for nearly a quarter century. The other stable boys referred to their supervisor as Elfin, and in all the time Nathaniel had known him, Elgin's looks had remained true to that description.
"Fine day for a gallop,"
Elgin remarked.
"Please do avoid the field nearest the river, sir. Too damned boggy yet." "I'm paying a call. Wouldn't do to arrive at her ladyship's door with mud-spattered boots."
Elgin took his pipe from between his teeth.
"A social call?"
Nathaniel led Loki from his stall. Shocking, I know.
"A social call on a female?"
Loki shied and snorted at nothing, then propped on his back legs and generally comported himself like a clodpate.
"Are you quite finished?"
Nathaniel inquired of his horse when the idiot equine had nearly banged his head on the rafters.
"Spring is in the air,"
Elgin said, clipping Loki's halter to the cross ties and passing Nathaniel a soft brush.
"Which ladyship is to have the pleasure of your company?"
"My company will be no pleasure whatsoever."
Nathaniel started on the gelding's neck, which occasioned wiggling of horsey lips.
"I am to call upon Lady Althea Wentworth, our neighbour to the immediate south. Her swine are idling in our orchard, and I have every confidence she had them driven there in the dark of night precisely to annoy me. While I commend her ingenuity, grudgingly, of course, I cannot continue to humour her."
Loki was 5 years old, and at more than 17 hands, he looked like a mature horse, bristling with muscle and energy. He was a typical adolescent, though, both full of his own consequence and lacking in common sense. Robbie had made Nathaniel a gift of him, claiming that even an eccentric duke needed some entertainment. Nathaniel hadn't had the heart to refuse his brother, given the effort Robbie must have expended to procure the horse.
"And you are entertaining,"
Nathaniel murmured, pausing to scratch Loki's belly.
"Lady Althea has pots of money,"
Elgin observed.
"She put that house of hers to rights and made a proper job of it, too. She's a handsome woman, according to the lads at the Whistling Goose."
"From whom all the best and least factual gossip is to be had?"
Nathaniel moved around to Loki's offside.
"When a woman of considerable wealth is described as handsome, we may conclude she is stout, plain, and cursed with a hooked nose."
"You have a hooked nose,"
Elgin said, setting a saddle on the half-door to Loki's stall.
"Yon gelding has a hooked nose. I used to have a hooked nose until it got broke a time or three. What's wrong with a hooked nose?"
"Loki and I have aquiline noses, if you please."
Loki also had a temper. He objected to the saddle pad being placed on his back, then he objected to the saddle being placed atop the pad. He objected strenuously to the girth. The horse was nothing if not consistent, and he pretended he had no idea exactly where the bit was supposed to end up. Until Nathaniel produced a lump of sugar, then the wretched beast all but fastened the bridle on himself.
"Shameless beggar,"
Nathaniel said, gently scratching a dark, hairy ear.
"But standards must be maintained, mustn't they?"
How often had the previous Duke of Rothaven intoned that refrain?
"If Lady Althea's so plain," Elgin said, "and you aren't interested in her money, then why must you be the one to inform her that we have her pigs?
Ideally, I will inspire her to pack her bags and retreat all the way back."